Hello, welcome to the Nichols Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Nichols, dedicated to exploring the mindset and leadership qualities that make us successful, resilient, and unstoppable. Today's topic is an inspiring one, and it takes us into the rigorous, mentally challenging, and physically punishing world of Navy SEAL training, in which a bell becomes the symbol of quitting. What does it take not to ring that bell? Navy SEAL training, often referred to as BUD-S or Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL training, is notorious for being one of the toughest training programs in the world. The training lasts for 6 long months. It involves torturous runs on the soft sand beaches, midnight swims in the freezing water off San Diego, grueling obstacle courses, and endless calisthenics. For days, recruits go without sleep, and they're always cold, wet, and miserable. This training doesn't happen in isolation. Rather, it happens under the watchful eyes of professionally trained warriors who are constantly looking to weed out the weak in mind and body, preventing them from ever becoming a Navy SEAL. The training also serves another purpose. It seeks to identify those who can lead under conditions of stress, chaos, failure, and hardships. It's a crucible designed to temper the human spirit and extract from it the unyielding resolve to never quit, to never give up, to never ring the bell. At the center of the compound, for all to see, hangs a brass bell. This bell is not merely an instrument, but a symbol of surrender. If a recruit decides to quit, all he has to do is ring this bell. Ring the bell, and there are no more 5 a.m. wake-ups. Ring the bell, and there are no more freezing cold swims or torturous runs. Ring the bell, and the obstacle course, the physical training, the hardships, all disappear. All it takes to quit, to accept defeat, to acknowledge that the challenge is too great, is to ring the bell. A specific SEAL class started with 150 men. After weeks of enduring the punishing regimen, only 42 remained standing. From an outsider's viewpoint, these 42 individuals symbolized resilience, commitment, and an unwavering mindset. But what set them apart was not just their physical stamina. It was their decision not to ring the bell, not to take the easy way out, but instead to endure, strive, and rise above their challenges. They had a larger goal, a mission, a purpose that dwarfed their present discomfort. They all had the same training, the same conditions, and faced the same challenges. They all heard the alluring call of the bell, promising relief and comfort. So, what made the difference? The difference lies in the mindset. Those who persevered, who refused to ring the bell, did not see it as a way out, but as a symbol of failure. They chose to endure the pain, the cold, the sleeplessness because they had a goal, a mission, a sense of purpose that was larger than their discomfort. Their mindset was such that they saw the obstacles not as hurdles but as stepping stones towards their goal. They chose to be uncomfortable. They chose the pain, the hardships, because they knew that the crucible of their struggle was forging them into a Navy SEAL. If we want to change our world, if we want to achieve our goals, we must cultivate this mindset. We must look at our obstacles, our hardships, our discomfort, not as reasons to quit, but as opportunities to grow. We must understand that pain, discomfort, failure are all part of the journey to success. And above all, we must remember that to achieve our goals, we must never, ever ring the bell. Thank you all for joining me today on the Nichols Mindset Podcast. I hope this episode has stirred some reflection and provoked some thought. As we wrap up, let's dwell on a few critical questions. What are the bells in your life? What trials or difficulties have tempted you to surrender? How do you react in the face of such challenges? Do you contemplate ringing the bell, or do you resolve to persist? How can you translate this resilience into your daily life, your personal goals, or your career aspirations? These questions aren't rhetorical. They're a call to action. Remember, the bell is a symbol of surrender, of giving in. It's the easy way out. To choose not to ring the bell is to decide to face the challenges, push past them, and grow. If you found this episode meaningful, I encourage you to share it with someone who might need a boost of inspiration right now. Help them see their bell, not as a signal of defeat, but as a challenge to be overcome, a step on the path to resilience and success. Until our next episode, remember, life is full of bells. The question is, will you choose to ring them? Or will you choose to rise above them? Stay strong, stay focused, and stay inspired. I'm Robert Nichols, signing off. Remember, the journey is hard, but the destination is worth it. Keep pushing, keep striving, don't ring that bell.